Marek من بعد سير من لم يوم
Ramuchi wishes good evening to everybody and says he makes a wishing prayer that the light of wisdom may dispel the darkness of ignorance.
तो पर मैंने निजे दंडो सोसो रंग के रेशे ते में ये शिवे जब ना दे में पाकन लाचा बात दंडा रावरे नंबर जम जे दम जिन्हें मांदे लांड सिंदरा ये वे सर्वे ना ने मंगो मिजे कांडा रोके दम में दाजे यंदा तो ने दम जे जो बे संचे जीजो से बाटे बा में बेलों आ सिंचे नम दंडा ये जी 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 आंदे लांड
Rinpoche asks us to develop the perfect bodhicitta by thinking that all beings whose number is as limitless as the sky need to obtain the state of perfect Buddhahood. And in order for us to help them achieve this aim, we should strive for the practice of the Dharma by means of listening, reflecting, and meditating upon it.
Sambe chude ngayi nani tekpa chenpo joe lama tenju re tekpa chenpo joe lama tenju la tene joe za dorji ne doi yobare sanje chudang genden som yepa khan devar shikpi nyingbo sanjo yendin tene de joe za dorji ne doi yobare Jyosa Dorji ne dunji nani ne yepa khan devari shikpi nyingbo de ka chishu de Dambichu nyamsi lenpa chola Tene ka chishu yinpa sena dekhi nyingbo kor Dorji shikri to
And among the teachings that were given Among the teachings that were given by the future Buddha Maitreya Then one of these is the Ju Lama or the commentary on the highest continuity of the Mahayana. And this teaching consists of so-called seven Vajra points, which are the first three are the three jewels, Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha. The fourth is the Buddha element or Buddha nature, the Tathagatagarbha. The fifth is enlightenment, the sixth Buddha qualities, and the seventh Buddha activity. And since this fourth point on the Buddha nature is very important, then Rinpoche will teach on this one.
Dini devari chikpi nyingbo sichi de karil sere se na ngaranzo semchen tamche je semchen ne lok ngu tongpa rang yin sarwa ham semchen ne lok sartong yin meba la dini devari chikpi nyingbo sikri karil se na semchen ne lok sartong yin mi yinpa la ten de tanda sanje je kompa drop to pare ten yang semje ne lok sartong yinmi yinna yang lobon trupe teme drip de pare teme drip de pa kap sa ta semje sikre tanpe chu je nyamlin se de lobon trupe tema jang na tene semje ne lok sartong yinmi yam devar kikwi nyingpo tenye ngon du jor na tene sanje sangye pare te se na tene And
then what is this Sukata Gava or the Buddha nature? Rinpoche says this is nothing other but the nature of the mind, which is on one hand empty and on the other hand clear, which is the inseparable union of emptiness and clarity. And this, due to the fact that all beings have this Buddha nature, then they are all able to reach Buddhahood. Nevertheless, in the state of an ordinary being, this Buddha nature is obscured by incidental pollutions or stains. And then if, by means of the practice of the Dharma, these incidental stains are completely purified, one reaches the state of Buddhahood, in which this nature of the mind, the inseparability of emptiness and clarity, has become directly manifest. And since we have this nature, then we all are able to reach the state of perfect Buddhahood.
Deyang tenpa sanje jindole, oma la marje chapa, tel la terje marku chapa, seto ta ngorje dola, seto ngorje chapa yendo, semchin tamje la, tene devre hikpi nyingbo am sanje jinyingbo chapa re songbare.
So it is said in the sutras that in the same way as butter is contained in milk, or sesame oil is contained in sesame seed, or silver is contained in silver ore, then in the same way, this Buddha nature is present within all beings.
Tene semjin tamje la chapar songba te te jumjin kare sa na semjin zangbo la tam tabla de ki nyimbo yola semjin memba nyerba yeda tundo tabla de ki nyimbo meba tab mare tene semjin tamje la de ki nyimbo yobar songba.
And the reason why it is said that this Buddha nature pervades all beings without exception is that one should not think that the Buddha nature is present in good beings like gods or humans, but is not present in animals or yidaks or inferior beings. So not to have this mistake, then it is stated that the Buddha nature pervades all beings without exception.
Jumjin ti se na tene tanda de ki nyimbo la po tang mo yi sem ji ne lo le che ba yo ma re tene tanda lo gen ba tang lo gen go tang yo ni sem ji ne lo le che ba yo ma re yang ne ba ta ne ba ma yin ba ta bu tene sem ji ne lo de ki nyimbo la che ba yo ma re kanga chi ba re.
Then, as far as the nature of the mind is concerned, there is no difference in between males and females, or old people and young people, or people who are sick, or people who are not sick, but it is equal in all beings.
Tanda dehi nyingbo tenpe ndo namji gongpa te ko le lawo dudu. Ndo te hajang mangbo te jya chenpo re lamsang ha kogumado. Tene ko le lawo tandoor dude tene sungpare.
And teachings on the nature of the mind or the Buddha nature are contained in many sutras. But as opposed to these, in the Julama, the explanations are given in a way that is shortly summarized and very easy to understand, whereas in the sutras it is more elaborate and sometimes more difficult to understand.
Tene da jwe lama le song tsor yang jumtse som ji go ni ndor du te ten bare. Jumtse som ji go ni ndor du te ten. Nam ya jwe yi jye par ikhe. Tema ke dip tsor sem ji ne lo de hi nyingbo te ni.
And in the Drew Lama, the teachings on the Buddha nature are given very shortly by means of three reasons. Then the way it is obscured by the incidental stains is explained in detail by a tenfold presentation, and then after that by means of nine examples.
And
Rinpoche said he originally thought he would today explain this tenfold presentation, but then now he thinks it is better to first explain the three reasons in short. And this, these three reasons are given in the text as follows. Since the perfect Buddha pervades everything, since the suchness is indivisible, and since... Tenesumba?
Ryusa. Ryu.
Since all beings possess the disposition to Buddhahood, then Buddha nature is always present within all beings. And the first reason, which says that the perfect Buddha Kaya is all pervading, Rinpoche says if that is explained in a way that is easy to understand, then one can say that in former times many beings have reached the state of Buddhahood. Then also nowadays there are many beings who have reached this state, and in the future then there will be many others who are now bodhisattvas and will also eventually become Buddha, including ourselves. In this way one can say Buddha Kaya is all pervading.
Dreamy karpa sijete pena mina nana lo yona, tene lo kubu dan dreamy yona mumba sar desa pon tungare te yendo sanje song sanje je chu song ba yena, tene semjin je nam je marik pe mumba sevar seba yimbe sena, marik pe mumba sevar seba te sanje je song be chu yimbe sena sanje song yen chu tarba karpa tele dreamy mingla. Dreamy karpa sikre. Mumba karpa khe sawa yang jikti karpa kakhe la. Tene sanje pek maare. Sanje maapep chu maasong pe na. Tene semchi naam la. Landor jene tenpa po maapep se na. Landor jene tenpa chu maapep se na. Muna rao cha uyere. Mumba karpa sikre. Ta dreamy karpa ta mumba karpa nyi le. Dreamy karpa ta so la tene. Karpa kakhe la sanje tre mangbo pe uyere. Tene, tanda ngasu karpandela karsanga sanje tong peba yin sumpare. Te yenda tene dreamy karpa yang hajang mangbo sumpare, te tamje la tene sanje mangbo, karpa kakye la sanje nthe la sopa, mangbo pege yore.
And Rinpoche says then, there are different times as one speaks of an illuminated kalpa and a dark kalpa or dark age, and the reason why it's called an illuminated kalpa is that this would be a kalpa in which a Buddha or many Buddhas appear, and since the Buddha by his teaching helps beings to clear away the darkness of their ignorance, then therefore one calls it an illuminated kalpa, whereas then a dark kalpa would be one where a Buddha has not appeared and his teaching has not come into the world, and therefore there is no one to show beings the path out of the darkness of their ignorance. And then again, if one speaks of illuminated kalpas, there are different ones. Certain ones, then not only one, but many Buddhas have appeared. Then in others, like the one we are presently in, it is empty, so to speak, of the appearance of a Buddha. So in, sorry, that was wrong. So in the former kalpas, so there were 10,000 Buddhas who appeared in one aeon, and that has, so to speak, decreased to 3,000, to 1,000 only in our time.
Tan dor dona nga so simjin tamje le sanje jinin bo yobare jimsen kare se na simjin mambo ngar sang je ba tang tata sang je yin ba tang mang ba la sang je ban jobe se na tene nga so simjin tamje le sanje jinin bo yore.
And so Rinpoche said, since in former times many beings have reached the state of Buddhahood, at our present time there are many beings who are actually Buddha, then in future times many beings will reach this state, therefore one can say that all beings are possessed by Buddha nature.
Tene tajur ko na simjin nam la chujin sanje ji ningbo yote ngar simjin mangbo sangje simbe setan tanda sangje yimba yebe setan mangba la sangje parjurbe se.
If one puts that into a logical argument, then given the Buddha nature, it is present within all beings, since in the past many beings have reached Buddhahood, in the present many beings are Buddhas, and in the future many will be.
Tene namba log sanje te tangbo ni sanje de ba den rao mare tangbo semji yimba ye tekpa chembo sanjo jo de semji tene karpa drami som la sopa la so nan je cho sa tang antar tene sanje je komba tobar jo ba yimbe sen na tene sanje tamje tangbo semji ne tene ji so sanje ba yimbe sen na de semji tamje la de sanje ji ni bo yeba tar semji la sanje ni bo sanje ji ni bo me na semji so yang sanje ge mare.
And so in the Buddhist view, and which he says, it is not such that from the beginning there was a Buddha, but whoever is a Buddha has first been a being, an ordinary being, and then by developing the bodhicitta, the aspiration to reach perfect Buddhahood, then practicing accordingly, then gradually throughout three countless eons, one accumulates the accumulations, and by this then gradually one becomes a Buddha. And Rinpoche says the fact that there has not been a Buddha from the beginning, but whoever is Buddha has first been an ordinary being, then this is a sign that the Buddha nature is present within all beings, because without this Buddha nature, this development would not be possible.
Dene jumtsi nyepam tense nyepa te teyini le yeba mepa dere teyini te tumba nyere teyini le yeba mepa te sanje je teyini tang semje je teyini teyini am semje nelog la ngola cheba mepa re ngola cheba mepa sena dene semje tamje la dehini boyeba.
And the second reason is that the suchness is indivisible, and that, Rinpoche says, means that the suchness of the Buddha, which is equivalent to emptiness, is not other than the suchness of beings. In other words, with regard to the nature of the mind, there is absolutely no difference in beings or in the Buddha.
Serge doi nang yep, serge do tin dang, serge do te yotor se yimba ser tsama zo yimba kapje ser tan do yimba kanga jante ser takwa ser yapo zo tsarwa ser tsumbo tela tene ser rang ngowi cha ni cheba yomare ser do dote jang ma jang ke cheba yona yang ser rang ser ji dote rang ngowle cheba yomare pe te yendo sanje tan Sancho Sembatan, same Nam, the same Jinium, same Jingola, Chepa Mary.
And as in the example that gold, which is in gold ore, is then processed and is gradually freed from all the stones, from all the ore, and one has obtained the pure gold, then Rinpoche said, just as like this example, then with regard to the essence, there is no difference whether the gold is in the ore or whether the gold is has been completely purified of all this ore. And in the same way then, taking Buddhas, Bodhisattvas and ordinary beings, then with regard to the essence of their mind, there is not the slightest difference.
Ne cheba yoba de tremalatin somare pena, simji nam trema rakwa the traba kayang majang besena, tene danda treme deb de yobare, Sanju semba nam trema rakwa jang de traba majang bare, Sanje nam trema rakwa tang traba, trema tara bakya the cheba jang besena, trema majang bata, jonze jangwata.
And Rinpoche says the difference is taught with regard to the grade, so to speak, of purification of the obscurations. So in a state where the gross and the subtle obscurations are not at all purified, one speaks of an ordinary being, and then once the gross obscurations are purified, but the subtle ones still need to be purified. One speaks of a bodhisattva. And then when all obscurations without exception have been completely purified up to the most subtlest, then one speaks of the Buddha. But as with regard to the essence of the mind in all those stages, no matter how much or to what degree the obscurations are purified, there is not the slightest difference.
They yendo, Simjin nam, Simjin kakela dunga, hajan chimbo yere, Simjin kakela dunga, hajan chimbo yomare dunga tose yere, Simjin kakela, tene, negaps chibo yore, dunga mapa chibo yore, tene, tene, lower the drepa la ra labore, drepa dubu yobata, drepa. Drepa la tu te tene, simjin kakila dunga yoba kakila dunga mebare mado, simjin nelo ga ngobo rangla cheba yomare.
And another example Rinpoche says is that some beings have to undergo great suffering, some have a certain amount, a small amount of suffering, and some have no suffering at all, and are at least for a time feeling quite happy. And this is due to the degree of obscurations that these beings have. But Rinpoche said, no matter, as with regard to the nature of the mind or the essence, then also in between these beings, there's not the slightest difference.
The Niyang Trusurji Cheba Yanre Trusurji Cheba Leng Emba Wang Control Yundi Dunga Chimbu Yere. Le Zambu Wang control you the Chibu Yere. Milan Dungazan, Samsam, Tritang Dubu Jonah, me, take Chue Chue, Tinikale Kabundo, Pay Dungando. The one Samsam Tritor Yabu Chan did the name. The name Lo Lang Gantrap, Metok, Lingala Sopa Latin, Gatun Tang, Milam Yabu Tangre, the name Tritor Yabu Jonah Chibundo, Tritor Doja Jonah Chibumado. Then I ye laying a bent drawing book up so. Then the Dungan Chimbo Yere, Le Zangbolatin and Trojan Bocabso, yan kiwa ya re yi truje sem de nela wo sa le cheba ya ma.
And again, Rinpoche said, then it also, this depends on, so to speak, the kind of delusion with which one meets. And then again, the kind of delusion with which one meets is would be dependent on either quite negative or more positive karma. And then if due to negative karma, one happens to be deluded in a disagreeable way, one might, for example, mistake a rope for a snake, and or one might have experiences like being devoured by a tiger and have great suffering out of that. Or again, if one meets a quite pleasant way of delusion, then one might, so to speak, feel oneself to wander around in a pleasant garden with flowers and so forth and feel quite nice. But then again, Rinpoche said also, as for the essence of this delusion, then that doesn't make the slightest difference.
This is the Dunga Tang Chipo Nika Semjin Trunang Yibisena, Dunga Chongna Yang, Dunga Te, Dunga Madrava Kande Chongna Yang, Dunga Te Semjin Trupa Nama Yibisena, Trupa Nama Te Denba Yomare, Dunga Lang, Dini Hyomba Tang Jikrazo Gogumare, Trupa Nama Samre. मने सेमजरन यिले दुंगा यमारे चिपो त याप नाम खन य चिपो त याप ते तने ले सांगबो लते ते ठन याप जि खबरे मा तो ते चिपो त याप ते यंग देम बट ब यमारे चिपो ले खेम ब मे ब दुंगा ले जिटा मे ब चिपो ले खेम ब मे ब तने गोगरे ते यो जिमसे ते सेमजे मोला तने धम यमारे रन यिन नाम बट ब रे Chipu nama tang, dunga ji nama tang, chipu nama de, sem jen trunang yin bari yabu hi no, dine dunga la njipa maipa, chipu la hienpa maipa yungri.
And Rinpoche said then, no matter whether one experiences suffering or one experiences happiness, then both are equal in that they are just illusory appearances or deluding appearances of the mind. And in that they are the same. And then if one can try to understand this, then one should not be afraid of suffering, and one should not be too much attached to happiness, because both suffering and happiness are nothing but the illusory appearances of the mind, whereas the nature of the mind itself the essence of the mind is completely free of any stain. And so therefore it would be very important if one could well understand that both feelings of suffering and happiness are illusory appearances of the mind, and on this basis then one can come to a state where one is not afraid of suffering and does not attach to happiness.
Then so su jewam sem jin parpa nam je sem jin ne lo de hi ni bo le tma me be chor ha ma go ji pe na wa tan dong a je na wa den tru nang yin par ma hi pa am yi ma ji te then ji dan da dong a le ji ta ji Deva la hinja ji, tene simchi nam so si chewa na tene kale kai pucha gaya.
Then ordinary beings can not understand in which way the Rinpoche, Kongdak, Pakpa namche.
Pakpa sema so si chewa se. Pakpa keje kye ma.
Parpa. So ordinary beings cannot understand that the essence of the mind or the nature of the mind is completely pure, but are dominated by the illusory appearances of the mind, and therefore they are afraid of suffering and they cling to happiness and they wish very much for happiness because they cannot understand that the nature of the mind or the essence is completely free of any stain.
The name Pakpa, then Pakpa. Pakpa Sanju Sabanam, same genelo de king in Bungunsum the Tovare, same genelo de king in Bungunsum the Tova Latente, the name Dongala, Dongatang, Devanika, same Trinan in Besena, Dongala Jigra Mapa, Devali Kemba Mapa.
And then the noble ones or the bodhisattvas, they have directly realized the nature of the mind or this Buddha nature, and therefore they recognize suffering and happiness for what they are, for just illusory appearances of the mind, and recognizing them as such, they would not be afraid of suffering, they would not cling to happiness, and they have by their realization turned into a bodhisattva or a hero.
Tena nga tsu yang tene deva dekhi nyimbo la thepa samba gomba se dekhi nyimbo ton ton tene maung bala pavo jagre tanda pavo mundo chipo chong ne kien chan do gemu ge ge do tese donga chong ne ngo de ge do pavo mundo pugunda mundo
And then Rinpoche says, if we try to gain an understanding of the Buddha nature by learning about it, by reflecting upon it, and by meditating upon it, then gradually we also will turn into heroes. At the moment we are not, we are rather little children.
Tajurko na simjin nam na chujin. Devarishik pinyingbo yote simjin jite yin yi dang. Sanju simbite yin yi dang. Sanje jite yin yi la ngola chepa mebisa.
And putting this into a logical argument, then Buddha nature is present within all beings since the suchness of an ordinary being and the suchness of a bodhisattva and the suchness of a Buddha are indivisible, or in other words, with regard to the essence, there's not the slightest difference.
Tene ta jumchen somba de re yo pare, simchen le re yo pare, sanje je re yo pare, pakpa re yo pare. Teyan tanda tharjin le re nga somba re, rekye je re, mangi pe re, Ninti jere, Ranja jere, Sanje jerekte, Tikwa chimpi rekte, Renga sumbare. Teta reg yubesena, Renga yubesena, Tene, Ta dekinya boyabatare.
And the third reason is that all beings have the Buddha potential or the disposition to Buddhahood, and this is the sign that the Buddha nature is present within them. And this disposition to Buddhahood is taught in the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, for example, as being of five kinds, which is the cut-off disposition, the uncertain disposition, the disposition to be a Shravaka, to be a Pratyeka Buddha, and the disposition to the Mahayana.
Tene tajin dudon ji kapsa re nga ta re ki ta ta so ya po song yo re ta so ya po jang gu gu do. Lop jong se sa wa so ke ma ji pa so gu gu do. Si yin pa so ke ya po jang gu gu do. Lop jong ma se pa so ke tene sa pa lop jong so gu.
Und Rinpoche sagt, alle...
English.
Oh, sorry. English. So, Rinpoche says, all here have studied the summary of the Jewel Ornament of Liberation, and there the five kinds of disposition and also their signs and so forth are explained in detail, and it would be very good if one keeps that well in mind and studies it again and again, and those who haven't studied it yet should do so.
Tene lobjon se tsaba lo mambu ngune lobjon se tsaba yina se tsaba tso yan tanda tin ko gdo teso ha ko tin ko gdo majib ko gdo lobjon se na yan
And those who have studied that long time ago, then they should try to remember and not forget it, because if one has studied something and then forgets, it's no benefit.
And
again, it is not enough, Rinpoche says, if one has just read the words, but it is also very important to understand the meaning and reflect upon the meaning. And those who have not studied it yet should do so. Rinpoche says we all try to practice the Mahayana and Vajrayana teachings because we have the wish to reach perfect Buddhahood. Then this is the fruit that we wish to obtain. But then we should also know the cause of this fruit, and that is the fact that the Buddha nature is present within beings, from which it follows that one should also understand this Buddha nature very well. And then I'd forgotten a small bit, and then Rinpoche says, so in order to understand this Buddha nature well, then a basis would be to also know about the different kinds of disposition, in order to be able to understand in which way the Buddha nature could be present within all beings. And that will help to gain real confidence that one is able to reach Buddhahood. And as long as one has not gained this understanding, there would maybe be this feeling, or I might be able, but not real confidence will arise. And therefore, tonight, he says he's explained these three reasons why it is said that all beings have Buddha nature in short. Can you sing these three reasons? That is the first part in English. Can you recite it? It's on the first page to the left. Verse
28. No, 27. Don't. Don't.
The Buddha essence is ever present in everyone because the Buddha essence is.
And so tomorrow then, Rinpoche says he will explain this tenfold presentation.
Then Jimson some day here at the Lord and Bar, then it didn't they have a Johnson. Then they hear Ningoto, but to some comes from the hit up the local wool at the end, Marek Bumba said within the Abuchos.
And the fact that the very moment that these three reasons why all beings have Buddha nature have been explained, then the light went on again, says some, which is this is really a happy connection, because it shows that by the light of the three wisdoms, then all the darkness of ignorance will be dispelled.